Chapter 30. Sasha's horse nickered, and they came to a stop. A heavy rain was coming, and the distant trees were bending.
Oh, great.
She tugged on the reins to turn around. Those cool raindrops might extinguish her temper. She rubbed her horse's neck and spoke to it.
It's not like me to get so upset. I am sorry, but I'm glad you're here. Us women need to stick together.
Her horse snorted and wriggled its long neck. Sasha laughed a little.
It's good to know someone understands.
She felt a bit guilty. After all, Bezog wasn't the best communicator. She knew that. What he'd said wasn't that bad. She'd just overreacted.
He must think I'm a witch.
Bezog was normally calm, in control, intent on his studies. But now he was worried. And that worried her. It scared her. She sniffed, took out a handkerchief, and blew her nose.
Dratted weather. Always does this.
Two riders approached, side by side. She smiled. It was Ben and Garrison. Ben was waving, hand high in the air.
Sasha! Sasha, storm's coming!
I know,
she said.
Did Bezog send you for me?
Ben and Garrison looked at each other, then back at her.
No,
Ben said.
We just saw you riding alone and thought you might want some company. Besides, we humans need to stick together. We don't live forever like the others.
Sasha giggled. Ben had a strange charm in how he said things. And he was right. The others tended to take their time about things. She brushed her hair from her eyes and yawned.
I don't guess there's any way around this storm, she said. Do you think we can make a ride to town?
Where are the others? I hate storms. I hate being wet,
Ben said.
You'd think you'd get used to it. But the Legionnaires insist on sleeping out in the rain. They say it makes you tougher. I say it's stupid. Why would you be wet or cold if you didn't have to be?
I agree, Ben, she said. And what's your opinion on all this, Garrison?
He shrugged.
It's not so bad, I guess. Ben just complains too much. I do not. Do too.
All right,
Sasha said.
Let's find the others. Maybe they have a plan. They couldn't be too far, right?
Shum said to just whistle and he'll find us,
Ben said, putting his fingers between his lips. Garrison pushed his hands down.
We're almost to the village. Let's just ride through the rain and find shelter. They'll catch up with us there. Come on, it's less than a league away.
What do you think, Sasha?
Ben said. She squinted her eyes and looked around. There was no sign of Bezog. It riled her anger up again. Ben looked at her kindly.
I think there's no chance of avoiding the rain either way.
He patted his stomach.
But I have a feeling there'll be some warm food cooking. And I'm ready to eat. The elven bread's tasteless. Needs some salt and pepper. I'm sick of it. Come on,
Garrison said, waving after them.
Let's ride right through it. We'll be safe together. After all, we're legionnaires.
Ben lifted his eyebrows at Sasha.
He's right, you know. I say we go. And I say,
Sasha said,
last one to the village is buying our meals.
She dug her boots in, snapped the reins. They raced the first mile when the hard rain hit. It soaked Sasha to the bone, but she liked it. She'd been indoors so much she'd forgotten how much fun the outside could be.
You all right, Sasha?
Ben called out.
I'm fine. Just stay close. How about you, Garrison?
The young man motioned with his hand from up ahead. She squinted to see him.
Lead the way, Garrison.
They moved at a trot. The rain was heavy to ride through, and they didn't want to slip on the rugged spots. Besides, there was no hurry. They'd see the warm torchlight of the village at any moment.
Well, we'll make it before dark anyway,
Ben said.
It's pretty dark now,
Sasha said.
I wonder how long this rain will last. Seems like it's been raining forever.
Like I said, you never get used to it.
If you were a rock, maybe,
she said.
Or a river?
A pond,
she said.
A fish.
A kraken.
A dwarf,
Ben said.
I bet Brenwar's just fine with it.
He cupped his ear.
I think I can hear him singing a cheerful song right now.
He started to work his elbow and sing.
Dwarfs smell bad, hoy, dwarfs smell bad, hoy. We like to stay mad, hoy, we like to stay mad, hoy. Being sad makes us glad, hoy. Being sad makes us glad, hoy.
Sasha said, holding her belly.
Ben, only you could find humor in this rain.
Well, it's just part of soldiering is all. Making up silly songs to lighten the mundane.
He said, beaming.
But I thought of that one myself.
Well, you have a gift for it,
she said.
Whoa!
Her horse nickered and stopped.
What is it, girl?
Both horses stomped their hooves and nickered again.
Ben, do you see Garrison?
No,
he said. The heavy rain started to feel like ice, and Sasha's nose tingled.
Stay close to me, Ben. I'm going to cast a little spell,
she said.
I think we need some more light in the darkness.
Ben's horse reared up and neighed. A dark, hulking form emerged from the rain. It was bigger than a man. Black wings spread over its back.
Sasha, get behind me,
Ben said, ripping out his sword. Sasha's words froze in her mouth. Ben struck. The creature was faster and ripped Ben out of the saddle. It tossed him through the rain and out of sight. Sasha fumbled with the locket on her neck and tried to speak, but her tongue was tied. The monster spread out his thick arms and snatched her up, smothering her in its powerful arms. It leaped from the ground and flew. Up, up, up. Helpless and tongue-tied, she couldn't even scream. Arms pinned at her sides. She couldn't do a thing.